This is Into the Multiverse with Josh Peck.
Hey everybody, Josh Peck here, doing things a little bit different today for a couple of reasons. First, there was a minor technical difficulty with the teleprompter, just meaning that the iPad wasn't charged. It's taking quite a while to charge, but also it's Christmas break. So I figured we're going to do things a little bit different, and I'm recording from my office for the next 2 weeks, and then I'll be back in studio. Hopefully by then, the teleprompter will be all nice and charged up. And being that we're doing things a little differently, I wanted to talk about something that still is an Into the Multiverse topic, but a little bit on the outskirts, and I'd like to get everybody's take on this story. So what would you say if I told you there's a possibility that in American history, humans may actually have had an epic battle with Bigfoot, believe it or not? Now, whether this is true or not, it is, it's a really interesting story. And what better way to kick off Christmas break? That's what we're going to be talking about today on Into the Multiverse. Now, if you haven't had a chance to do so, make sure you subscribe and click the bell for notifications. If you don't get notified, just know that every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. Central, you'll get a new episode of Into the Multiverse. Now, within the world of cryptozoology, there's perhaps no other creature that's as widely talked about and discussed as the Sasquatch, Bigfoot. This massive ape-like wild man has become synonymous with the world of cryptids and has produced countless weird tales that range from somewhat plausible to completely insane, really. Now, the story that we're going to look at today might just be somewhere in between. It's really intriguing. It's a historical oddity that there have been reports of an actual war between humans and Bigfoot, which seems to be mostly forgotten, yet in some circles is still very much talked about. Now, this weird account begins in 1855 in the region of the present U.S. states of Oklahoma and Arkansas, where the once mighty Choctaw Nation of Native Americans once ruled over everything that they saw. Now, in this year, there was an apparent scourge of unseen bandits venturing forth from the wilderness to steal vegetables and even livestock. Now, this might have been the end of it if it weren't for the claim that the trespassers were also kidnapping people, mostly children, and this provoked a fierce reaction in the tribe. So a search party was allegedly formed, composed of a group of uncommonly large cavalry warriors called the Light Horsemen. The largest of whom was named Hamas Tubby and his six sons, who were widely reported as standing at around 7 feet or more in height. Now, that's pretty tall for human beings, and it leads some people to wonder, was this account of their height just exaggerated throughout history, as sometimes happens, or is it possible that these warriors had a type of diluted Nephilim DNA? Now, these giants, along with a contingent of 30 other very large and fierce horseback riding warriors, they headed out, led by a part French, part Choctaw general by the name of Joshua LaFleur. And their mission was to find the culprits and put an end to their reign. So as they headed out into the wilderness in the early morning hours from the tribal capital in Tuscaloma, fully armed with high-powered rifles and pistols and seeking vengeance, these menacing, proud warriors no doubt thought that this would be a simple matter of just rounding up some ragtag group of bandits, but they're actually in for quite a big surprise. So the group of warriors penetrated deep into the region, which is now known as the McCurtain County Wilderness Area of present-day Oklahoma. And just after 8 hours of riding nonstop through the blazing June sun, they stopped at a spot near the Clover River to rest and eat before remounting and continuing on the last leg of their tiring journey. It was after nearly 14 hours of almost nonstop riding that the men reached the area where the bandits were said to be most active. And it was here that LaFleur suddenly gave the order to halt, as if he'd seen something that had caught his attention. So using a crude telescope, LaFleur peered off into the distance as the men rumbled amongst themselves. The general claimed that he could see something moving about ahead and voiced his confidence that it was the enemy before putting the telescope aside and giving the warriors the order to charge. These massively and bloodthirsty warriors must have been quite a sight as they howled and rushed their horses through the trees in a mad dash into battle, weapons drawn and ready to fight. But their powerful drive forward was soon brought to a halt when an overpowering stench of decay hit them like a punch in the face, and their steeds began to buck and rear in an abrupt and profound panic, knocking several of the men to the ground. Now, the supposed stench was so bad that these men began to writhe around hacking and coughing. And some of the warriors, including the Tubbies and LaFleur, were allegedly able to control their animals and advance past this nauseating wave of rotting stink to rush toward the bandits. And as they exploded out into a forest clearing, the source of the stench was clear. There, in the center of the clearing, they found what was described as some sort of earthen mound that had embedded within it and strewn about it numerous corpses in varying levels of decomposition, drawing a fog of flies that droned all about the startled warriors. Now, there was no sign of human bandits, but looming nearby were three enormous ape-like creatures covered with hair, and they were so tall that they dwarfed even the largest of the human warriors. These creatures apparently stood there glaring in their direction, completely unafraid of the tribal warriors. Now, what happened next is just as dramatic and over the top as any action movie you might see. So LaFleur is said to have charged the strange beast without hesitation, pistol and saber in hand and howling the whole time. One of the creatures stepped forward and lashed out with a massive hand to swat the general's horse to the side of its head with a thunderous blow that sent it sprawling to the ground dead. Now, LaFleur was ejected to the ground, but was soon on his feet with pistol blazing, managing to even hit the creature several times, but barely slowing it down at all. Even after sustaining several gunshot wounds, the creature barely bled and seemed to have not even felt it. Next, the monster lunged forward, grabbed the man by the head, and killed him. Now, all of this had happened before the others had even had any time to react. So upon seeing their general slump to the ground without a head, as this vicious ape creature loomed over the carcass, they aimed their rifles and launched a withering volley of bullets at the monsters, which managed to drop all but one of them. The injured creature limped off in an attempt to escape, but one of the Tubby brothers pounced and apparently cut his head off with his hunting knife. And in the aftermath, it was just a few scattered native warriors poised and ready for the next attack that would never come. So the natives then went about the grim work of burying the dead, finding the bodies of at least 19 children among them. The bodies of the hulking beasts were burned on a bonfire. So this is without a doubt a harrowing and a terrifying tale. It's filled with mysteries, monsters, and just sheer otherworldly strangeness. Now, this story has been passed around quite a lot, but whether the story seems to be too good to be true, that's up to the one hearing the story. There are actual historical facts here, a few of them. LaFleur seems to have been a real person who did die in 1855, and the Tubbies are apparently real as well. But of course, on the other side, this means very little in the larger picture, as any historical figure can be inserted into any story, sort of like a fan fiction. Now, that's not to say it's all untrue, but there's also very little in the way of actual verification of this amazing tale. But nevertheless, this story's produced a persistent Bigfoot legend, all without any way to know just how believable it really is. So is this a case of urban legend in the making and a twisting of history, or is there something more to it? As usual, I would love to know what you think. Please leave me a comment in the comment section below, and don't forget to subscribe and click on the bell. So until next time, take care and God bless.
If Donald Trump's election was an earthquake, his accomplishments since are the aftershocks the world never saw coming. Even while President Trump has had to war against dark forces who aim to obstruct and ultimately impeach him, his seismic impact on culture and faith in America is undeniable. Skywatch TV is proud to announce the Trump Aftershock special offer, featuring the new book by best-selling author Stephen E. Strang, Trump Aftershock. In Trump Aftershock, you'll learn how Trump's agenda aims to combat the media's fake news war with the president, address the surge of illegal immigration, expose the deep state and the agenda of former President Obama, strengthen ties with Israel, find lasting peace in the Middle East, and so much more. When you purchase Trump Aftershock from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive God and Donald Trump by Stephen E. Strang. The 2016 presidential election was perhaps the biggest political upset in American history, and still has many Christians and Americans contemplating the possibility of a divine connection between God and Donald Trump. Now you can understand the answer to that question and so much more in the must-read book that reaches far beyond politics and into the redeeming frequencies that America surely needs in God and Donald Trump. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of $44. Yours now for your donation of only $30 plus shipping and handling. These two books will cut through the media noise and reveal what they won't cover, while objectively helping you understand what our nation's most unlikely and unconventional president has accomplished thus far, and what you can expect looking forward. The Trump Aftershock Special Offer, available now at the SkyWatch TV store. Order online or call 1-844-750-4985.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.